Wuhan is a city sprawl. It's a cities. How do cities work? Cities in China work differently than they do in America. It's like the township is separate from the county. Their administration level governments work differently. But anyhow, it's what they call a city. It's like Beijing or Shanghai. It's right smack dab in the middle of the map. If you're looking at the populated area of China, China has a whole lot of area with a whole lot of nothing. But in the place where people live, it's right there smack dab in the center, halfway between the coast and the mountains, halfway between the top and the coast. Everyone, where all the people down by the coast want to get out of China. I don't know if you know that or not, but a lot of people in the south in China just hate the government, just want out. They're beaten down. See, you know, that's the, what happened here with Wuhan. It's called the Wuhan virus. It didn't originate there. It's a virus, but the outbreak started there. And the idea, I think, they were selling a snake at a fresh meat market or some type, you know, and in this, you know, this is one of those Picard moments where I have to sit and rub my forehead. And that's pretty much my opinion is. The Chinese, it's hard to talk about the Chinese and not say something good. You know, there's so much to, you start dealing with Malaysians, you start dealing with Taiwanese, Hong Kongers, well, there's lots of good to say. You start dealing with Chinese and it's a head palm moment. It's like, ugh. Immature. And so many want to argue, oh, all of us had different cultural differences. Yeah. And some families make their kids grow up faster than others. Some people get to be 80 years old and they never grow up. So we're talking basic maturity here. It's a culture where they're obsessed with washing their hands because they put toilet paper in a wastebasket next to the toilet, even though the toilet paper is flushable, because that's their habit. And grandma and grandpa can't figure out that we're using special new paper that you can flush. So they've got to keep that feces sitting in the bathroom because that's clean in their view. You don't want to clog the toilet with paper that you can flush, you know, because what's this idea? Paper you can flush, huh? And they've still got that happening in places in Taiwan today. So it's, well, you know, they'll tell you to throw the paper in the trash, you know, use toilet paper in the trash rather than flush it. And, you know, it's like, ugh. Well, sometimes the toilets are clogged. That's another thing, too. They don't know how to unclog toilets. This new apartment I moved into, it was like clogged and flushing slow. I just grabbed my plunger and plunged it in this small stick about this half size, like a pencil cut in half, just came up and floated out and it's worked just fine. No one ever thought that toilets shouldn't flush slowly because it's a culture, even in Taiwanese culture, but in China all the more, they don't think about things carefully. Like I say, they'll wash their hands. They don't ever want to lick their fingers, like to turn a page. Like if I lick my fingers to turn a page in a book, they think that is the most disgusting thing. But then they pick up they go get you a cup of coffee or tea or something, and they bring it to you, and they hold it from the top with their grubby fingers all wrapped around the top of the rim where you drink from. It's like you hold a cup in the middle or below. You don't grab the rim of the cup and hold it that way. But the waiters bring it to you at your table that way. It's disgusting. And they don't think about that. And so we're dealing with a culture like that. Of course, some disease was going to break out. The other part of it, too, is that they don't have the concept of laws that are good. So they get used to making all kinds of laws that are useless and then ignoring all kinds of laws that are useless. So any protocol, any honesty, any laws that would have said this snake was illegal or selling it in this way would have been illegal, any laws governing that, the people in China all over are just outright ignoring it. because China has a government, even in Taiwan, from Chiang Kai-shek. It's not just the communists. It's the Confucians. It's Confucian communism. I've been saying for a long time, the communism in China is not real communism. It's Confucian communism. It's not Marxism. It's very authoritarian, and it believes in heavy dogma and power to the state. Communism is supposed to be about power to the people, but they openly say power to the state because it's our destiny. You can't rob us of our destiny. If you know, how dare you say that we have to treat you fairly because we deserve to control the world? Because that's what brings peace, don't you see? You need peace because otherwise people will die. So see, if we go kill you for not wanting Pax Sinica, if we go kill a whole bunch of people, you know, that's fine. But we've got a destiny to rule the world, and we've somehow justified that into being some good, wonderful thing. So they've got that's their type of communist culture. And they had a similar culture, fascism, with Chiang Kai-shek. He was more, there was a lot more business and money involved. It wasn't just state money. You know, he viewed government a little bit more like a business. So he managed Taiwan in some ways like a business, you know, took a lot of big companies. And oh my goodness, yeah, the political party, the Kuomintang, it's the nationalist party. They still to this day, I believe they own some assets. 5 years ago, there was an inquiry from the Taiwan government. Someone, was it maybe 2 years ago? There was this inquiry that, you know, asking whether or not political parties should be allowed to own assets. Yeah, political party owning assets. So you get this sloppy, oppressive governance, and they do a bad job, and the people just get used to not following rules. So whether you're a parent or you're a teacher or you're a manager or you're in government somehow, rules need to be able to be understood. They need to be able to be enforced. The police need to be able to make people obey it. Otherwise, it'll just be a laugh. It'll just, you know, they'll just, it's just a big joke. And then people need to be able to obey it. You can make it illegal to breathe, but then all you've done is just define everybody as an outlaw. So just because something can be a law doesn't mean we need to follow it. And, you know, laws themselves should try to be suitable for people. You know, clothes are something you wear. Maybe they're too big, maybe they're too small, but they fit. But if you take a knife and try to, you know, dismember someone, cut off a toe or something, that's not clothing. If someone takes clothing and they use that to start twisting off body parts, that's just because it's a clothing being used to destroy the body doesn't mean that it's clothing that needs to be worn. There's like a line here, and the Chinese don't know that line. So it broke out. No, I'm taking precautions. I mean, I have my secrets on how I don't ever get sick. Part of it's sleep. Part of it is salt. You know, like sports drinks, electrolytes. But and there's, you know, but, you know, I'm wearing a mask. I'm being very mindful of things. The symptoms are pneumonia. No, I hear they've got it in America, too. So, you know, masks are a good thing. Wash your hands. I don't think this is something where everybody dies. It's just something that a lot of people can get sick. But not, you know, take care of yourself. You know, one thing, drink a lot of water. Pneumonia, lung infections, those types of things. Your lungs need water. You know, vape. A lot of people are all freaked out. Vape, they say it's bad for you. It hurts your lungs or whatever. It's glycerin going into your lungs, which is going to sap the moisture out of them. So you just drink twice as much water if you're going to vape. So that's what's happening with the Wuhan coronavirus. I'm over here in Taiwan, and so everybody's freaked out. You know, someone has a cough or a sneeze and they go to the doctor and it's like, no, that's a different thing. And it's like, okay, well, just being careful, doc. All right, go on, go home. I've got other stuff I've got to do, you know, and the doctors see. And did you know this? When you go to the hospital, there's like this door and it's like the doors are all lined up like a hotel. You check in, the computer calls you, and then it puts your little number up on the screen. You go, you drop in your health insurance card and a little, it's like a miniature credit card size mail slot. And then the door opens, you go and you see the doctor and you go out. That's how they do doctor visits. Really, really funny, interesting thing. Fascinating. See you tomorrow.